The Academy Awards this weekend. Whether you want to avoid them entirely or really get into the spirit, there are lots of options around town. I talked about some of them with Mike McCarthy. He's editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
The creative folks at Kimpton Hotels at its Helix Lounge on Sunday evening will literally roll out the red carpet for an Oscar viewing party from 5 until 11:30. We'll have drinks and food with themes influenced by Oscar nominees, including a cocktail called Zero Dark 30 with a dark blend of Chambord black raspberry liqueur and Guinness. And they'll also have something they're calling, and you'll like this, Les Miserables Bleu Burgers.
Yes.
Which are gourmet beef sliders with blue cheese crumbles and bacon jam. And for something a little less formal, but no less insightful, Arlington Cinema and Draft House also hosts an Oscar party on Sunday. It's hosted by film critics Bill Henry and Tim Gordon, and you can watch the show itself. And finally, Art Soiree hosts its own Hollywood glamour party. They'll have live music, specialty-themed cocktails, Oscar pools, and yes, they'll have a red carpet too, at the Ritz-Carlton in Georgetown on Sunday night.
If you want to start the weekend off with some laughs, there are a couple of good options. Tell us about these.
Well, if you've never had a chance to see comedian Hannibal Buress, you have the chance at the Hamilton on Friday night. He's a veteran writer for 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live, and he approaches comedy in a cerebral way, you know, that we can relate to. He's really funny. And if you don't want to head downtown, maybe check out the comedy troupe Chicago City Limits at the Barns at Wolf Trap on Friday night. The troupe does everything from sketch comedy to improv and even a little music. And again, they're at Wolf Trap on Friday night.
And the weather on Saturday looks like it might keep many of us indoors. And we have an option that takes us to New Guinea. Wow.
Yeah. This is an exhibit that will make your eyes happy. It's called Birds of Paradise at the National Geographic Museum downtown, and it focuses on 18 years of work by field biologists who documented 39 known species of these gorgeous birds in the rainforests of New Guinea. You'll see incredible video and photography and also hear soundscapes. It all comes down to how the birds of paradise adapt and learn to attract one another. It's great for kids because of the visuals, and it's an exhibit where, you know, they'll definitely not get bored. Again, it's at the National Geographic Museum, and it runs through May 12th.
That is Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, joining us on Skype. Read more about everything he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.